It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and the students in this class know they need to bring their textbook with them when they come to study, and that is the Bible itself. And I usually call upon the students to now pull out their textbooks and to turn to the passage that we're going to be studying, but today, instead of pulling out your textbooks, I want you to grab something you can write with, either a pen or a pencil, and get a piece of paper that you can write this down, and I'm going to tell you about something that you can benefit from, a publication that can come into your mail absolutely free of charge. It is published by the Church of Christ at Leoni. Now, you may know where that is. It's on the old highway between McMinnville and Woodbury. And I'm going to read from the Seek the Old Paths publication in just a moment. A lot of times you'll see this abbreviated STOP. Looks like stop, doesn't it? But that stands for Seek the Old Paths. Let me read to you how you can get this publication. In the back of this publication, it says Seek the Old Paths is a monthly publication of the Leoni Church of Christ, and is under the oversight of its elders. It is free, being supported by the contributions of both individuals and congregations. Its primary purpose and goal in publication can be found in Jude 3, where it says to contend earnestly for the faith. All mail received may be published unless it is marked not for publication. The church building, and that is the meeting house where they worship, it is located at 2132 Old McMinnville Highway, Woodbury, Tennessee. But now this is the address you need to write down. Are you ready? Leoni, L-E-O-N-I. Leoni, Church of Christ, Post Office Box 7506, McMinnville, Tennessee, 37111, and ask to receive STOP, or if you want to spell it out, Seek the Old Paths. The editor, good friend of mine, and the preacher at the Leoni Church of Christ is Garland Robinson, G-A-R-L-A-N-D, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Now, if you have your computer, write this down. www.seektheoldpaths.com. Now, that's all one word. SEEKTHEOLDPATHS.com. And then you can find the information you need there. And also, every past issue is online, and you can look at those and see what was published. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this up today, Garland asked me to write an article because of the conflict going on in the Gaza Strip. And this is not a political article. I'm not going to get into the politics of this, which is a different subject entirely. But there's a lot of confusion about this right now. And what does the Bible say about things going on there? And I wanted to write this article, and maybe this will clear some things up. It's called Blood in the Promised Land. It appears in Seek the Old Paths in the December issue 2023. And at the beginning, the sentence highlighted is, the end may be near. But the current conflict in the Gaza Strip is not a sign of the second coming of Christ. Let me read this article. In Hebrews 11:9, it tells us that Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. We read that promise in Genesis 15:18. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. The text continues to identify 10 nations of people who were then occupying the land. The Kenites and the Kizanites and the Kadmonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites, Genesis 15:19-21. My father is a preacher and a Bible teacher, and at this point in my father's teaching, he would sometimes humorously add, "And the termites and the sticktites." Well, silly as that may sound, it usually generated a chuckle, and he would gain the attention of any children that were present. There are reasons he has been an effective teacher. This land of promise stretched far beyond the hills between Dan and Beersheba. I recently viewed a map delineating this land. It included parts of modern Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. Some identify the river of Egypt with the Nile, but it is more likely a wadi between Israel and Egypt that sometimes flows north from the Sinai Peninsula to the sea. The Great River is identified in the text as the Euphrates River, the land divided among the tribes in the book of Joshua. Does not allot this greater land area to specific tribes. For this reason, some have thought that this promise to Abram has not yet been kept. Some go so far as to say that conflicts arising over these lands will be signs that the end is near. Genesis 15:18-21 that I just read tells us that the land was promised. In addition, considering the following. Genesis 12:7. Unto thy seed will I give this land. Genesis 17:8. I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. We read in Genesis 13:14-17. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Genesis 18:17. I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee all the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. Notice how God promised to give the land to Abraham's seed forever and as an everlasting possession. When we read such language, we may tend to think in terms of eternity, but his was not a promise for eternity. There is coming a day in which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10. In eternity, these lands will no longer exist. Neither does the English word forever always mean eternal either. We may look at the expanse of the great American prairie and say that it goes on forever, but we know that it is bound by mountains and seas and woodlands. We say forever because it extends beyond the horizon and the end is not in view. Forever and ever means beyond the horizon and then some. But the mountains are still out there. That is what these Hebrew words mean. A servant was to serve his master forever, Exodus 21:6, but not into eternity. The old Sabbath was to be kept forever, Exodus 31:16, but that law is no longer binding today. The Aaronic priesthood was forever, Exodus 40:15, but it ended. God was to dwell in Solomon's temple forever, 1 Kings 18:13, but that temple has long been gone. Jonah was in the belly of the fish forever. Jonah 2:6. I suppose 3 days and three nights would have been long enough for any of us. The Hebrew word translated forever and everlasting are relative terms that should be understood in context. They refer to the full time under consideration. God gave these promised lands to the descendants of Abraham and Israel, but in order to possess it, they had to receive it and to retain it. This they failed to do. We read in the book of Judges, the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites, Judges 1:21. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Beth-shean, Judges 1:27. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites, Judges 1:29. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, Judges 1:28. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Echo, Judges 1:31. Neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of the Beth-shemesh, Judges 1:33. The angel of the Lord chastened the people for their failures. He came from Gilgal to Bohim and said, I made you go up out of Egypt, and have brought you into the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, but ye shall throw down their altars. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. God kept his promise. It was the people who failed. Joshua tells us, the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers. There failed not all of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Joshua 21:43-45. Again we read, ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good thing which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Joshua 23:14. Not only were they given the land, but David recovered it. David smote also Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, and he went to recover his border at the river Euphrates, 2 Samuel 8:3. If they never had it, David could not have recovered it. Solomon reigned over it. He had dominion over all the region on this side of the river, from Tipshah even to Azah, over all the kings on this side of the river. And he had peace on all sides round about him, 1 Kings 4:24. Nehemiah affirmed it. Thou art the Lord, the God who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth of the Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed. And thou hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. Nehemiah 7:7-8. And then Stephen believed it. The God of glory appeared unto Father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. He promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Our fathers that came after brought it with Joshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers. Acts chapter 7. We're going to have to continue this article in our next class period. But the forever that God promised the Israelites was over.